High above the city, on a tall column, stood the statue of the Happy Prince. He was gilded all over with thin leaves of fine gold. For eyes he had two bright sapphires, and a large ruby glowed on his sword hilt. He was very much admired indeed. One night, there flew over the city a little swallow on his way south to the pyramids in Egypt. He stopped when he saw the statue on the tall column.
I will put up here for the night. It is a fine position with plenty of fresh air. I have a golden bedroom.
Just as the swallow prepared to go to sleep, a large drop of water fell on him.
What a curious thing. There's not a single cloud in the sky, and yet it's raining. The climate here in the north is really dreadful.
Then another drop fell.
What is the use of a statue if it cannot keep the rain off? I must look for a good chimney pot.
But before he had opened his wings, a third drop fell, and he looked up and saw, what did he see? The eyes of the Happy Prince were filled with tears, and tears were running down his golden cheeks.
Who are you?
I am the Happy Prince.
Why are you weeping then?
When I was alive and had a human heart, I did not know what tears were. My courtiers called me the Happy Prince, and happy indeed I was. If pleasure be happiness. Now that I am dead, I am up here so high I can see all the ugliness and all the misery of my city. And though my heart is made of lead, yet I cannot choose but weep.
What? Is he not solid gold?
The swallow said this to himself. He was too polite to make any personal remarks out loud.
Far away in a little street, there is a poor house. One of the windows is open, and through it I can see a woman seated at a table. Her face is thin and worn, and she has coarse red hands, all pricked by the needle, for she is a seamstress. She is embroidering passion flowers on a satin gown for the loveliest of the queen's maids of honor to wear at the next court ball. In a bed in the corner of the room, her little boy is lying ill. He has a fever and is asking for oranges. His mother has nothing to give him but river water, so he's crying. Swallow, little swallow, will you not bring her the ruby out of my sword hilt? My feet are fastened to this pedestal and I cannot move.
I am waited for in Egypt. My friends are flying up and down the Nile, talking to the large lotus flowers.
Swallow, little swallow, will you not stay with me for one night and be my messenger? The boy is so thirsty and the mother is so sad.
It is very cold here, but I will stay with you for one night. And see your messenger.
Thanks.